So Jason Quigley, confirmation this week that your next fight, your 17th professional fight, is going to be back in the States as you return to a venue that you know quite well, Fantasy Springs. Turiano Johnston will be the opposition, but I'm sure you're very, very eager to get back into the ring again, so you are.
Yeah, I've been delighted. This is another massive step now in my career towards becoming a world champion. And, you know, Turiano's he's a great opponent. He's been on the cusp of fighting Gennady Golovkin. He was the mandatory challenger to fight Gennady Golovkin maybe 3 years ago, and that fell through for him due to injury. And he's just getting back into the swing of things now. He has two defeats, and one of those defeats were to Dervichenko, Ukrainian lad, that has went the distance and fought Danny Jacobs for the world title. So this is a great fight for me. This is probably on paper and everywhere else, it's my biggest test to date. And this is one that is going to catapult me back up and get me in line to fight for that world title.
Yeah, what kind of style does Johnston bring to the ring, Jason?
He's very good. You know, he's a good fighter, and he can box as well, because he's been to the Olympic Games as an amateur representing the Bahamas, you know. So he's a very good operator. In most recent fights, I've seen him, you know, kind of being a more come forward, likes to get inside and likes to fight, you know. So obviously you can't really expect nothing until the night, and you can look at his last few fights and see exactly, you know, how they went and what kind of game plans did he have and things like that. But at the end of the day, I have to get in there and concentrate on myself, concentrate on my performance, and make it as difficult for him as possible as I can.
So what's camp been like for you in these early stages before you head back to America at the start of next month?
Yeah, everything's been going great. You know, we're thick in the camp now, and you know me yourself, and everyone else knows me. I never really leave camp. I'm always in the gym. I'm always staying ready. So it's just a matter of maintaining things. And for me now, it's all about sharpening up coming in now to the last few weeks. We're getting thick into sparring and everything now as well. So now it's time to start working on game plans, start working on things that we want to implement in the fight come July 18th, and just get everything tip-top shape now, ready to rock and roll come July 18th.
Your last fight was in England. What have you taken out of that fight as you go into this next one, Jason?
Yeah, you know, my last fight was not a come home fight, but you know, something a wee bit closer to home and something to keep me busy. The lad that I was fighting, you know, he had a very good record. He was only beaten once in 11 or 12 fights, and he was beaten by the super middleweight European champion. But I expect a lot tougher fight now, in fairness, than what I got. But we'll take them when we get them, and you know, we look back on it, and obviously it was pretty short and sweet as well, so there's a few things that you can look on and try to improve and try to look at that went well in that fight. It's more about the build-up and getting that experience of being in the dressing rooms, getting the hand wraps, getting the warm-up done, walking to the ring, getting in there, performing, getting your hand raised and back out again. That's one of the most important things. And it was vital that I got that fight, and to keep myself busy now and moving into this fight now, massive fight, and I'm really excited for it.
Okay, and you go back to Fantasy Springs Resort as well, which it's a place that you know very well. It'll be your seventh fight at that venue, and of course unbeaten as well. You like it at that resort, so you do, Jason?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's there's not too many Irish men that would like being out in the desert, but I kind of enjoy it out there. So it's a nice venue. I know it very well now, and you know, as you've said there, this is going to be my seventh time fighting there. So it's kind of like a home away from home for me. A pretty much a home venue as well out there for me. So I'm excited to get back out there. I know the place well. It's familiar to me, and as you says, I'm undefeated out there, and I plan to stay that way.
Yeah, this strap, this belt that you have is important to you, but there's other belts that you would like to contend for as well. There are a number of fights away. Is this the level of experience that this opponent has and how tough he is going to be? Is this going to be like the proper springboard now for you into the next year or so, Jason?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, obviously after after my injury, kind of my career kind of took a wee bit of a standstill for a while. And I think now with this fight now, it's going to get me right back up to where I was again just before my injury, and getting into that ring now against this lad with my belt on the line and everything like that. I had a great meeting with Golden Boy a few weeks ago, and you know, we have a plan and we have a path laid out now to a world title fight. And obviously Canelo Alvarez is the world champion now at the minute, and that's whoever I set on. But you know, it's always nice to have a goal, it's always nice to have a plan, and that's our goal, that's our plan, is a few more fights and we're going to fight Canelo Alvarez. But who's to say that he's going to still be the champion when my time comes? So it's very important whenever you have these kind of meetings, and whenever things get out into the media and everything like that, there people is going to be, oh, Canelo Alvarez, you're going to be fighting him. And yeah, I'm going to be fighting him if I get through the next two or three fights, you know what I mean? And if he gets through his next two or three fights. But it is very exciting for me now at the minute. We have to keep our eye on the ball. We have to take it one fight at a time. And I suppose you could kind of look at it as, this is my world championships all over again. I'm in the quarterfinals now on July 18th, and it's time to take care of that there and steadily progress then up to the world title.
Yeah, just staying on Canelo, if that day comes, that will be huge for Jason Quigley. But I see Golovkin is talking about a rematch with Canelo, hopefully real soon. They, of course, had that tussle last year. You keep a very close eye on how the other middleweights are doing, Jason. Is that a fight at middleweight that the world wants to see again?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think everybody's going to want to see it, not as much as the other two fights that they already had, you know what I mean? Because Canelo's got in there, he's done the business. And for me now, I think, to be honest, Canelo is too much to lose to fight Golovkin now. Like, Golovkin has been beaten now twice by Canelo. He's kind of trying to climb the ladder back up again. Canelo's on a roll now. I think Canelo should be fighting the likes of Demetrius Andrade. The only other world champion in the middleweight division is Canelo, has the other three belts. So if that was me and I was in Canelo's position, I would want to be fighting Demetrius Andrade to get all the belts. But it's a business too at the end of the day, and the lads are going to get in and fight with who the public wants them to fight with, who the fans want them to fight with, and where the money is too at the end of the day.
Just staying on that Triple G situation, if Canelo still is champion this time next year, would a fight for you against Triple G have to take place before you go to that Canelo level?
Look, anything's possible in boxing, and with the way the rankings go, like, if you can get yourself, obviously I'm in the top five now, I'm number five actually with the WBC world rankings, and once you're in the top five, you're in line at any stage to get a call up for a world title shot or a world title eliminator. And if the day comes that, you know, I get into that position and I keep steadily progressing now, which I'm doing, it's very possible that there could be a mandatory world title eliminator call between the likes of myself and Golovkin, between the likes of myself and Demetrius Andrade, between the likes of myself and Danny Jacobs, you know, all the top fighters out there. It is very, very possible. So, you know, you keep your options open. You don't try and fixate on any one fighter and think that, hey, I'm going to be fighting him, I want to fight him, because at the end of the day, we don't really have the say. It's to the board, to the World Boxing Organization and Council, to say we want this mandatory fight for the world title against Canelo, and that's how it works.
Well, you've only got one option in the immediate future, and that is Mr. Johnston in July in Fantasy Springs. And Jason, listen, the future is very, very bright for you. It's very, very exciting, and all we can do is wish you the very best of luck in your next fight back at Fantasy Springs against Johnston. Thanks for talking to us, Jason Quigley.
Top man, appreciate it. Thank you.